see his head peeping out.
Just down the bottom.
Yeah.
It's tiny, isn't it?
Probably a baby one, eh?
You reckon that's a baby one?
Yeah.
Is this the first time you've seen them?
Yeah, first time. Two in the one little burrow like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. Where is it? In the burrow?
In the middle there.
The big one? Yeah. Ah, I got you. Wow. That's one that's, yeah, he's standing there on his forelegs, sort of looking around. He's quite far out.
So you've got a pair of high-powered binoculars there, Chris. I'll get you to describe what you can see for me.
Okay, I'll try. So looking through the binoculars, I'm looking at the mound. It's quite a big mound of soil that's formed around these couple of shrubs. There's a number of burrows which not only the slater skink but other reptiles would have dug as well. But there's about three or four slater skink burrows there. And this animal, which is quite a... yeah, moderately sized adult, is just sort of at the entrance of the burrow. I can see most of its body, but it's the tail still stuck in the burrow. And looking at it over time, it's pretty inactive. It's kind of occasionally opening its eyes and checking out what's happening, but yeah, it's pretty relaxed.
It's enjoying the sunshine.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. The slater skink is a relatively small lizard. It's I'd describe it as being sausage shaped. It's kind of relatively short and squat. And it's quite a nicely marked animal when you see it close up. It's got little speckles and flecks of salmon pink and a variety of other colours. So it's quite an attractive animal. And it's found in these floodplain environments where you get a lot of eremophilas. And these eremophilas, the ones that it likes, have actually mounds of soil at the base. And this is where slater skink likes to build its burrow. So it has a pretty limited range of the area that it likes to live in.
Another one. So what are we looking for here?
That little red lizard.
Where is it?
Yeah.
What did it look like?
Look like a Sudurudra. It's a red lizard. I think they're in love. They're going to have a lot of baby, I think.
Might be some baby lizards.
Yep, there'll be a real lot of little baby lizards around here.
Well, that's because of the rain, is it?
I think so. It's green. It might be a lot of food around here because it's green. My name is Peter Bryan. I'm a Tornva ranger, senior ranger for the rangers in Tornva.
Peter, what's the Western Aranda name for slater skink?
Tuturudra.
Tuturudra.
Yeah, that's the slater skink in Western Aranda.
So how many slater skinks have you seen out here?
Today we've maybe seen about 8 or 9.
8 or 9?
Yeah.
Is that as many as you've seen before?
Yeah. We've seen them one by one. Now they're like 2 now.
They're multiplying.
Yeah.
The work we're setting up today is basically setting up little 1 hectare grids where the rangers are going to survey for slater skink. So go in there and use their skills and look for animals and then provide an estimate of the number of animals in each one hectare grid. And so that will give us an idea of the size of the population along the Fink River.
We've had a lot of rain recently, which is making the buffle grass grow very rapidly, but that's actually the biggest threat to these skinks. Why is buffle grass such a threat to the slater skink?
Yeah, that's right, Nicole. We do think it's the biggest threat for a number of reasons, but the main one is the buffle sort of chokes the environment. It takes over, and as you can see here, just looking around, the buffle hasn't... well, we're in an area that's relatively free of buffle, and you see there's a lot of open space, and they're the kind of animal that we think that really require open space. They're a visual predator, so they sit and wait at the burrow entrance, and they look for invertebrates passing by, and they rush out and grab them and eat them. And they eat a range of stuff, like ants and beetles and grasshoppers. The problem we think is when buffle comes in, it just makes it really hard for them to see their prey. It probably also makes them very hard for them to see any predators as well. And buffle also has this effect because it increases biomass, it increases the occurrence of fires. And obviously, if there's buffle concentrated around a mounded shrub where there's slater skink and there's increased intensity or frequency of fire, it's going to be a very bad thing for the skinks as well.
We've just seen 5 slater skinks out here this morning in a really short period of time with the Chawampa Rangers. How many do you believe are actually out here?
Well, we don't know, and that's one thing we're working on today. We're actually setting up the sort of long-term monitoring sites, monitoring plots for the species. What we do know is this population, which was only found in 2005, seems clearly to be the biggest population known for the species, which is really good because most of the other populations are really tiny. For example, we've been working quite a lot at Owen Springs, which is a reserve just west of Alice Springs, and we think the population there might only be 14 or 15 animals, whereas this one here, I'd imagine, by the look of it and the preliminary work we've done, would be over 100 animals, so it is a very significant site.
And where are the other sites that the Slater skink live in Central Australia?
There's only about a handful of them, and they're scattered around. So Owen Springs is probably the best known one, and there's also one quite close to here at Ellery Creek. Basically, within an area of about 100 kilometres by 100 kilometres, there's probably only 6 or 7 sites. So that they really are a species we're quite concerned about.
So they really live in a very small area of the world.
They do, absolutely. So their entire world population's in the Alice Springs region.